97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and UNC School of Media and Journalism present Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus, dedicated to in-depth examination of issues of overriding importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the Carolina campus, here's your host, UNC Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the NCAA's decision not to allow UNC and the University of South Carolina to play an exhibition basketball game to benefit victims of Hurricane Florence. Our first guest, Steve Kirshner, Senior Associate Athletic Director for Communications in the Carolina Athletics Department. But before we get to Steve, let's hear from Head Coach Roy Williams, who addressed the issue at a preseason press conference earlier in the week.
What happened is we had two scheduled events. We had an exhibition game with a smaller school in our state that we've done for years. I think maybe my first year, we said all of our exhibition games were going to be against teams in our own state so we could give them some money to help their program. And we've since they gave us the opportunity to split it, we played a private scrimmage. And we've done that and had great feelings about the people we were scrimmaging with. And then all of a sudden, our state and South Carolina had a terrible tragedy, a horrific storm come through, whatever you want to call it. And I called Frank to see if he would be interested and said nobody's been hurt as badly as we have in North Carolina and South Carolina with Florence. And we asked for a waiver to see if we could play. I'm not trying to gain advantage on anybody. I don't think we can gain advantage on anybody. But we were willing to play each other. I wanted to take it to Charlotte because it'd be closer between the two schools and play a game and give all the money to all the money. And I was going to try to convince a guy that I know pretty well that owns the building in Charlotte to give us a great rate and instead of a bad rate. And I was dumbfounded when the waiver was not granted. And I'm a guy that, you know, I don't think you have to treat everybody alike. I want you to treat everybody fairly, but I was stunned. I'm sad that it didn't go, but, you know, I thought our political scene in the world right now is not very good, so we got one Democratic governor, one Republican governor, I think, so I really thought this would be the first time politicians would get together. But needless to say, they said that we couldn't do it, and so I've been asked every time I turn around, and that's all it was. We asked for a waiver. I still don't understand why we didn't get it. Some rule had been put in that they weren't going to give waivers, but we already had the other two games. And, guys, if you can convince me how that was going to help North Carolina's basketball team or South Carolina's basketball team over somebody else, then I'll listen to it. But that was not the intent. We were just trying to when you see the scenes of people's stuff out on their street, you want to do something. And that's sadly what we saw. We saw so many situations, people losing everything they have. And we had what I thought was one of the few good ideas I've ever had. And that was even a Roy originally. It wasn't anybody else.
So we're back with Steve Kirshner. Steve, based on what Coach Williams said and what I've read, it seems that this no third exhibition game rule is new. Is that correct?
My understanding, it is new. It was passed in June of 2018 by the Committee on Basketball Oversight, is what recommended the rule not to accept waivers. And one thing, it's not my job to or position to defend the NCAA. They've got plenty of people there in Indianapolis to do that. But I don't necessarily think it's correct or right to say that, you know, they denied UNC and South Carolina, you know, the opportunity to play a charity game. What they did was, across the board, they upheld a policy that they had implemented as of June that they would not accept waivers for a third exhibition, a third preseason game.
All right, so it's not like they got a request for a waiver and denied it. They just never even took the waiver because of this new rule.
Right. One of the things that the NCAA asked us to clarify after Roy's press conference on Tuesday was that, Roy said, hey, we put in for a waiver and we were denied. Well, technically speaking, the University of North Carolina did not formally apply for a waiver. Now, I think it's a bit of semantics because the reason we didn't file the paperwork is that our compliance staff got on the phone with the folks in Indianapolis and said, look, if we've had another hurricane, we had good success last year with a four-team jamboree that raised money here, about $65,000. We'd like to do that again, and we were told, no, don't waste your time, because the Committee on Basketball Oversight said in June, we do not want to have a third exhibition game. So don't send it in because you're going to get denied. And other schools, we found had similar conversations and similarly were told, it would just be a waste of your time to file that waiver.
All right. So regardless of how it came about, they got the waiver and they said no, or they said don't even bother filing. The result is the same. There is no exhibition game. And I think Coach Williams would stand by his "I'm dumbfounded" statement, because I think that's how most people feel.
Yeah, he would. I think he just, he went down to the beach last week where he has a place, and he had some damage, but not nowhere near what a lot of people had. And I talked to him a couple days ago, and he was stunned by what he saw first person. I mean, it's one thing when you see it on TV. You see now what's going on in Florida, but it's one thing to see video of it, and you just look, looking through a screen. It's another thing to see it in person. And he was talking about the, at the end of driveways, the piles and piles of furniture and refrigerators and televisions and clothing and kids toys and things that he saw, and it just really it bothered him a great deal, as it has a lot of people in the state and South Carolina. And so he said this was a Roy original. I had the idea. I called Frank. I talked to Michael about maybe using the building in Charlotte. Again, it's not that the NCAA is saying we don't want North and South Carolina to play an exhibition for charity. It's that the Committee on Basketball Oversight said we don't want them playing three exhibition games. Jeff Hathaway is the chair of that committee, and I know Jeff. I have a great deal of respect for Jeff, but not everybody has to agree with everybody on everything. And in this instance, I think I think at least our two schools and other schools that we know would like to say, I don't know how much of a competitive advantage anybody's getting by playing a third game. And what they said was that the student athletes that they talked to, were against playing a third exhibition game. Well, we started practice September the 26th, the 27th, and we don't play any exhibition games until November the 2nd. So I think if you asked our guys the chance to play anybody for any reason other than themselves, in that 5-6 week stretch of games, I think they'd be all for it, especially knowing the positive impact it would have on both states.
Okay, so two prevalent themes came out on social media. Number one, this is the dumbest decision I've ever heard. Number two, why not give up that second exhibition game in order to play the benefit game?
Because we just had things in place with both schools. I mean, in we had Mount Olive coming to Chapel Hill. We've got a contract with them. The game's part of our season ticket plan. We also have a second game, a scrimmage with a Division I team. It's not at our place. It wasn't our game. We're going to another state to play. So it just didn't work out for those two. And I'm looking at the NCAA.com article that was written today about the situation, and my understanding, if I'm looking at it correctly, that there are five games: Georgia and UAB, Nevada, Washington, UNCW and Clemson, Bakersfield and Long Beach, and West Virginia and Penn State. So those 10 schools out of 300 some odd schools are playing each other. So it's not just the University of North Carolina, it's not just South Carolina who didn't change one of their two games.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're switching now to David Kloniger, a writer for The Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina. So, Dave, what's the perspective that you're hearing on that end of things from athletics officials at South Carolina?
Well, Charlie, I got the same thing from Ray Tanner, South Carolina's athletic director. He followed what Steve has already said. I know it's real popular to blame the NCAA, but by the NCAA's rules, they acted accordingly. They only wanted two scrimmages and not a third. Neither South or North Carolina was willing to give up their super secret scrimmage or their public scrimmage to play that third one, and so that's why it wasn't approved. That said, I think that a lot of people are disappointed that the NCAA couldn't use some just, you know, common sense, common decency, and say, obviously, South Carolina nor North Carolina are trying to pull a fast one here. They're not trying to get a competitive advantage, and this would obviously create a lot of help for a lot of people who needed it. If you were just to charge $10 a head for that building in the Spectrum Center, that's over $200,000 just from admission that they could raise. But by the NCAA's own rules, they followed those rules.
Rules, as they say, are made to be broken. And this is one that seems like it was really made to be broken in this particular circumstance.
Oh, sure, Charlie. I like how Gary Parrish put it best. He said, sometimes the NCAA needs a director of common sense. Yes, technically the rule is there, but, you know, if you could overturn it to really do something that would help people out, then why wouldn't you do that? I mean, I know that they think that, well, other schools might jump on this and just to play a third game and try to take advantage of you. Okay, I get that, but if it's Washington State and the University of Idaho trying to play, you know, for hurricane relief, I get that. They're like, okay, guys, nice try. You know, try again next time. But this is South and North Carolina. It's quite obvious that these two areas were hit very hard by Hurricane Florence. There's a lot of people that could use this help, and I just don't see why it wouldn't be a good thing. Even if both schools didn't want to sacrifice one of their previously scheduled games, why they couldn't just allow them to do that third game. So, it's by the rule, but, I mean, why wouldn't you do that, especially with how the NCAA and college basketball is receiving a rather significant black eye right now in the courtrooms in New York? I think this would be a good thing for the sport and for the NCAA.
Well, I want to mention just a couple of quick tweets and have you respond to them. Waiver denied because the NC2A wouldn't make any money. I mean, that's pretty harsh. Nobody could possibly have a problem with this, right? Wait, never mind. Forgot for a second that college basketball is governed by the NCAA. And then for me, one of the key ones was Jay Billis. Of course, the NC2A said no to this. After all, we can't have schools using natural disasters to exploit players to generate revenue for third parties. So we know that Billis is not a big fan of the NC2A, but in this case, I think he has a lot of company.
Oh, absolutely, Charlie. I mean, the fact is this would do a lot of good for everybody. And, you know, I have my issues with the NCAA as well, and particularly in college basketball. The tournament at the end of the year creates over 75% of their operating revenue for the entire year. So, you know, if they're working with that, they probably don't want to do anything that will take away from that or put the spotlight on somebody else. So I don't think that that's what played a part in this, or at least they're never going to admit that publicly. What they're going to say is like, look, we gave a bunch of third games last year. We passed the rule just for this, so no, you can't play. And while the backlash has been significant, it's like Frank Martin told me, there is still time to reverse this decision, but they're not going to do it, so we're just not going to try.
So he said they're not going to try because he doesn't think they have a shot.
Right. It's like Steve said, you know, when they said don't even bother submitting the waiver, that was a point-blank question and answer with Frank Martin. Said, you know, maybe if I put this out, then everybody will say, hey, you know, the public tide will send their opinion. He said, well, I want you to do it anyway, and I was going to do it anyway. But the fact is that they've already told us, you know, don't worry about it because it's not going to happen unless you want to drop one of your already scheduled exhibition games. And Frank Martin, like North Carolina, was not going to do that.
Sports Focus will be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with the writer from the Post and Courier in Charleston, David Kloniger. David, the to me, the whole thing comes down to common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, here's what I would do if I were Roy Williams or the athletics officials at South Carolina. I would file the thing anyway. Even if they say, we're not going to look at it, I'd keep this in the news and make them have to deny it.
Well, that would be a definitely a reasonable course of action. I know with South Carolina's schedule, though, it was going to run up against the clock pretty well. Right now, they have their public exhibition against Augusta University on October 26th. And then it's only two or three days after that that, like Steve said, with North Carolina, USC is going to leave this state and go play their super secret scrimmage. If you look back at past history, I don't think you have to look too hard to find out who it's going to be. But regardless, it's not going to be here. So USC's kind of on a schedule right now. But again, it's like they said last week, no matter the public stink about it and how much good it will do, the NCAA's pretty much already put its foot down, and that's going to be the bottom line.
All right. So, David, I've covered sports and the NC2A for a long time, and I've already stated that I'm not a big fan. But I have never heard this term, super secret scrimmage. What is that anyway?
Well, it's like this, Charlie. Every year when you start basketball season, you get one public scrimmage, and, you know, everybody, all the fans can come, open gym, that kind of thing. Give your team a little bit of a preview before the game starts counting. Well, it's been a practice for years that you can have another scrimmage with any other team you want, but the NCAA, for whatever reason, doesn't want the coaches to publicize it, doesn't want the coaches to talk about it afterwards. It's held in a closed gym. No fans are allowed to come in, and the university websites are not allowed to post statistics or a web write-up, anything like that. Basically, it doesn't exist except between the two teams that are playing it. Now, I have no idea why they want to keep it so secret, because everybody knows it's going on. Jeff Goodman already published the full list of super secret scrimmages that are going on. And the NCAA said last year, if you want to take one of those games, open it up and play for charity, fine, go ahead and do that. And they had that option this year. That's why teams like Clemson and UNC Wilmington are being allowed to play, because they sacrificed one of their others to play this one. But neither South nor North Carolina wanted to do that. I happen to know UNC's opponent. It's a very big one. They want to get that one. South Carolina wants the same thing as well. So, and with their other public scrimmages, they didn't want to give up the contracts they already had signed and have to go return in a lot of money and that kind of thing. So that's the reason why the schools didn't want to do it. I still think it would have been simple for the NCAA to say, hey, great idea. Sure, you guys go ahead and play in Charlotte and have a good time.
All right, so let me ask this. What then would keep North Carolina from playing its already scheduled super secret opponent and South Carolina to do the same thing, but they not be super secret, that they be open to the public and they earn money?
Well, that'd be something that they'd probably violate some kind of NCAA regulation, and they'd have to get reported and that all kind of thing. I think it would be a very minor kind of deal. But, you know, they had that option, but they're not playing the same opponents. So then you have to look at, if you're going to do that and change up your scrimmage, well, that's leaving those other teams kind of out in the cold, and what are they going to do? So I can understand why it is from that point. The simplest solution would have been for the NCAA to say, yeah, sure, we're going to grant you this waiver, even if they already had to say, but we're not going to do it again next year, so don't ask. They could have done it this time and helped out a lot of people in need.
All right, David, we have a minute left. I want to ask you a 30,000-foot question. How many of these kinds of things does it take for fans across the country to say, who the heck needs the NC2A anyway?
Well, I think a lot of people are already fed up with the NCAA as it is, but it's not the people that make the decision. It's the schools. And when you see a decision like you have out in the Pac-12 currently, where there was a case of somebody superseding his authority to overturn a call in a football game, that's when schools need to get fed up and say, what are you guys doing for us anyway? But that's not an athletic decision. It's a university decision. All the chancellors, presidents, and what have you would have to get together and decide on that. Because the popular opinion, the NCAA could screw up an untoasted peanut butter sandwich. So what exactly are they doing for the kids?
And that does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guests, Steve Kirshner and David Kloniger. Thanks also to engineer Gary Kirk. And as always, thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall at the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a service of UNC School of Media and Journalism.